Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. And if you didn't get that, it's on our website, HunterAtSunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad on HunterAtSunrise.com for more information. And finally, joining us here in the studio this morning, Mr. Mark Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you. And I hope this is a special day for you.
Well, you know, I was reminded I was here last Father's Day.
Oh, yeah?
With Crimson Fox, yeah. So this is 2 years in a row, and I think we ought to make it a tradition.
Okay. That sounds like a good tradition to me. What would you like to play for us first here? I know you got this new record.
Yeah, I do. It's called Laying It Down. This is a song on it. I'm lucky enough to be a dad, so I've come prepared with a couple of Father's Day songs.
Oh, good.
And this one is about that if you have daughters particularly, and you know that moment when they decide to leave home. That's what this song's about.
All right, here's Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
The weekend's flown away. It's Sunday afternoon. It's arrived too soon. I can't tell you why. The blues are passing by. Are in the hallway, taxis at the curb. I can't find my words. No, I can't tell you why. Sit down, maybe spend the day or two. Ooh, I can still remember what these endless dreams can do. Your plans are set in motion. I know you'll be all right. But I won't sleep tonight. Go.
standing in a doorway. You're waving me goodbye. I thought that I was ready, but the blues are passing by. I thought that I was ready.
Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And so how have you been?
I've been great. I've got this new record out, and, you know, we're starting to see a little action around the country and and in Europe, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I had an EP out last year, and it got a lot of play in Europe, and this one seems to be as well.
Well, this is with a full band. Why don't you name the people who are on this record?
Well, it was produced by Rob Ulsh here in Virginia Beach at Master Sound. Larry Burwald is playing guitar and makes it all sound really good.
Yeah.
And Dave Hofstetler plays bass. Andrew Payne is on drums, as well as Randolph. Forget his name.
Powell.
Yeah. And also Jamie Lewis is playing keys. Ryan Gougeau is playing mandolin. So we had a full band, and I've been playing with these guys in the studio now for a couple of years. So, you know, we understand each other, and we've gotten so that we can, you know, do some good things together.
And I see you got some help from our good friend Lori De Los Santos.
Yeah, Lori has been singing harmony with me now for about a year and a half, mostly live. But brought her in to sing harmony on three songs on the record, and she just sounds great.
We got to get her down here on the show.
Yeah, she's great.
I mean, we've known her for ages, and we've never had her on the show.
She's certainly a friend of the community. You
yes.
know, she knows everybody in town.
That's for sure, and she's a good little singer-songwriter in
her
own right.
She is.
Yes, she is. So how long did it take you to do this?
Well, you know, it's really a culmination of my two previous EPs plus about four new songs.
Okay.
So it's been a three-year project, you know, music for me has it came back to me around 2012. I'd let it go for about 25 years. I was real serious about it in my early 20s. I went to L.A., had a band going, and, you know, we were trying to make records, and I ran out of money and all that stuff. And I came back to Washington, D.C., where I'm from, and, you know, lived the straighter life, had a career, raised a family.
Yeah.
And but it all started coming back to me around 2012, and I've been writing like crazy, and I just wanted to capture it and release this album.
Yeah. We were talking about Father's Day earlier. By the way, we were talking with Mark Rogers, and this is live up on Facebook right now. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so they can see Mark here this morning. We were talking about Father's Day. How special is Father's Day for you?
Well, being a dad, it's huge.
How many kids you got?
I've got two daughters.
Oh, okay.
And one's in Richmond, one's in Northern Virginia. And so it's big, and I happened to lose my dad in 2006, and he was a huge influence on me, and miss him very much. But he had a unique way of raising me. And he was very unlike you know, my other friends' dads. He would he'd say to my mom on a Saturday, you know, I think I'm going to take Mark out for a haircut or any other excuse to get out of the house, and we would always 100% of the time end up at a bar. And we'd spend the whole day there. And I don't think you can do that anymore.
You know, my father did something like that too. I remember we would go out in the afternoon. It was usually, it was Saturday or Sunday, and we end up playing pool.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it was probably not exactly where I wanted to be, but I got an education.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I'm gonna do this next song, and I've been playing it for a couple of years now. It's on the new record. It's called Swerving, and it's about my dad. And
I think you've played it.
Yeah, I have. It's about my dad in that particular time.
Okay, here's Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
as an open can of beer. He used to talk about his paratrooper days. Could kill a man 100 different ways. We were swerving into town. Let's just stop and see who's here. The market in or the original Birchmere. Then, back before anyone picked up a guitar, when it was just another dark and smoky bar. Must have found something there with all those guys smoking cigarettes and telling lies. We were swerving in a town. Cover those blue skies, rubbing those red eyes. I was just rolling with my own. Swerving in a town. They used to call me Little Ed the Bodyguard. Ooh, I would sit there in a booth beside the bar. When I was bored, I'd get up and walk around. Study the names on the jukebox and sit back down. I must have been about 9 years old. Was only doing as I was told to do. Swerving in a town. Cover those blue skies, rubbing those red eyes. I was just rolling with my old man, swerving in a town. Ooh, there's nothing bigger than a Redskins game. Sonny's going back, he's gonna throw it again. To Jerry Allen this time. 99 yards up the left sideline. Up in a corner from a television screen. Just about as happy as I'd ever been. We were all swerving in a town. Drove a Galaxy 500 Ford with dirty windows and ashes on the floor.
Yeah. Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And yes, indeed, a song for Father's Day here. You know, our fathers have really left some interesting memories for us, haven't they?
They have. It was, you know, he was just a tough guy. He was, you know, like I said in the song, he'd been a paratrooper. And
sounded like a hard-balling dude.
Yeah, he was, but he had a heart of gold, and he was absolutely just as compassionate as you can imagine. So he left a wide swath of influence on me.
You ever feel him every now and then when you're doing something?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, I look a whole lot like him. I know that. Every time I look in the mirror, I see him. That's really weird because...
Yeah, I know. That's like a Leo Kottke album, My Father's Face.
Yeah.
And I believe he has a narrative on there somewhere about him looking into the mirror and seeing his father's face.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway... so you've been actually playing out a lot with the band too, haven't you?
Yeah, we just played the Tin Pan 2 weeks ago, May 30th, and that was a great show.
What's that place like?
Oh, it's great. It's I'm from Northern Virginia or D.C. area, and the Birchmere is kind of the big music hall up there, amongst others. But the Tin Pan is probably the closest thing to the Birchmere. It seats probably 200, 250 people. It's got a great sound system. They serve dinner prior to the performance, and so everybody's ready for you when you come on at around 8 o'clock. And it's first class. It's as nice as I can imagine playing.
It's kind of new, isn't it? I mean, it hasn't been here for that long.
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit out of town. It's in a strip shopping center, so it's not exactly easy to get to, unfortunately. But I would, it's not that far away. Well, from here, it's like 2 hours.
What side of Richmond is it on?
It is on the western side, northwest side.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I used to live out in that area, so it's kind of interesting.
And let's see, where else have we been playing? We're going to be part of this festival at the Z Theater in October, I think.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, we've played in D.C. a few places. We've played at Union Stage. We've played at Jam in Java. Can I thank Paul Chagrou for supporting me so much? He made this album of the week a couple weeks ago, and he invited us to play at the Out of the Box concert series back in January or February at the Sandler Center, and so that was great. That's just really been wonderful exposure.
Yeah, I see you thank him on the record.
I do. Well, you know, I thanked you on the last one, and I just ran out of space.
That's all right. That's all right. We're talking to Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, we have this up on Facebook, so share it with your friends so your friends can see it. What else would you like to play for us here?
Okay, I'm going to do another song. This was the last song in the album, last song I wrote for the album. Dave Hufstedler is my bass player when I record, and he's a tremendous musician, and he's, suffering from, he's gone through some medical issues now, and we
definitely
had benefit for him maybe a month or so ago. And when I was writing this song, I found out about Dave's health condition, and although the lyrics aren't specifically about him, they are about the redemptive quality that music has in your life, and I always kind of dedicate this song to Dave. It's called Wishing Well.
Excellent. Here's Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
For all the noises that get lost inside your head, there's a playful melody instead. It's a tidy little sound, a simple turnaround. It's everything you thought she said. The indecision that gets trapped inside your mind, it was only there to waste your time. And you ought to let it go. Places that you know are never really hard to find. Three verses and a wishing well, but it takes so long. Same stories that you always tell, they're living in a brand new song. And all the music that can loosen up your heart, it was always there right from the start. And if you wanna take it home, you'll never be alone. It's easy once you know your part. Three verses and a wishing well. Ooh, but it takes so long. Same stories that you always tell. Living through a brand new song. Up your heart, it was always there right from the start. And if you wanna take it home, you'll never be alone. It's easy once you know your part.
Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Do you have a place where you guys are going to be playing soon?
No, you know.
No.
I haven't really played in bars and restaurants and stuff like that. I like to play where, you know, in listening rooms if I can get that gig, and they're hard to come by. I think I'm in discussion right now with the Birchmere to open up for somebody, and that's what I'm hoping to get in the next, I don't know, few weeks,
okay,
maybe a month or so. But, you know, we play periodically. Now it really depends on how this record does. If this record, you know, if I get a significant radio airplay, then I'll consider, you know, playing some dates elsewhere. I am thinking I've got a gig in Europe, and I'm hoping to have a number of gigs in Europe and maybe play some dates over there in 2020. But
oh, wow.
So that's, you know, it's still kind of hobby status for me, and I play when I can, when it seems like the right kind of gig.
Sure.
But that's what I'm doing.
Well, the next this record, I'm sorry, I'm kind of fading here. This record is called Laying It Down. Where can you pick this up?
You can pick it up anywhere. It's on all the streaming sites. You can go to my website, which is markrogerssongs.com. You can go to CD Baby. You know, you can go to Amazon. You can go anywhere, and it's available anywhere you want to go.
Excellent. Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, thanks for being patient with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Well, putting it off for a couple of weekends, and I really appreciate you coming in here and playing some live music here on our Father's Day. What are you going to do now for Father's Day?
You know, I'm going to go back, and I've got some friends coming over, and I think we're going to, you know, spend the day in the sun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good one, okay?
Thank you so much. You
Happy
too.
Father's Day to you.
You as well.